from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think this might be the day. First off, welcome to 96.5 The Fan. This is Fesco and Dusty on a Friday. Bob, I think this is the day people are going to hate me.
Why are people going to hate you today, Dustin?
Because I can't take it anymore.
Oh, boy. Here we go. You've had a nice little run for a month. Yeah. Don't give it all away.
No,
one meltdown on the air, Dustin.
I'm not going to melt down. So you have done this thing before where we have dove into the text line from the night of.
Well, you're doing it, yeah, this morning. I kind of stayed away today because I didn't want to wade into that cesspool.
I cannot believe the humor in this text line. And I know there's some of you that are on this text line that are listening to this wonderful program that we call Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan that is produced by our executive producer, Mac Morin. But let me get started before I get into my reasoning why everyone needs to just calm down.
Calm down, baby.
From the 913, Lynch was warming up in the 7th.
Oh, boy.
But Q didn't put him in and forgot about him in the 8th.
Lynch has stunk all year.
From the 816, John Schreiber is trash.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
From the 913.
Who are we firing today?
Yeah. Here we go. From the 816. What's the point in making the playoffs if your bullpen is trash? The Royals will be 0-2 and a barbecue. Saving the headache. Time to pay attention to the competent team. Go Chiefs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They lost a game in the regular season last night and sit a game and a half out of first place and have one of the best records in baseball. Look, last night was not a good night for the Royals, as we know, right? Looked like Kyle Isbell probably won that thing, right? With a nice little base hit there by Kyle Isbell, clearing the bases, getting that little double, giving you that lead, right? Singer, very nice start last night for him, a good bounce back for, he must have heard me say he doesn't belong on the postseason roster because he pitched well last
quality
night.
Start.
Very nice job by Brady Singer. Kept you in the ballgame.
I like your reverse psychology.
Well, I mean, that's how it works, right?
Yeah.
And then the eighth inning happens, and Ursay and Vinny get hurt on the same play, and the result of the game ultimately really doesn't matter, Dusty, today, because you look around and you go, okay, what happened to Vinny? What happened to Ursay? How long are they going to be out? How serious are those injuries? And you start to think about losing your best piece out of the bullpen and arguably kind of the glue guy that holds this team together. And, oh, by the way, he has almost 100 RBIs on the season as well in Vinny Pasquantino. And so they, you know, if you didn't see the game last night, we've got the play. We can play it and let you hear how it went. This is what happened in 45 seconds. Could change the course of this season.
The pitch. Fastball chopped right back to Ursay. He knocks it down with his bare right hand. Picks it up, throws wide to first, and it hits off the sidewall. And now Altuve comes in to score. Blanco picks up the ricochet and lofts it toward the plate to make sure that Caratini stays at third. And Vinny Pasquantino is shaken up at first. He got clipped by Yiner Diaz running up the first base line with the throw on the inside of the bag. Pasquantino is holding his right wrist, and he is clearly in a ton of pain right now.
A ton of pain.
And Lucas Ursay might be in some pain, too.
A ton of pain.
After trying to grab that chopper with his bare right hand, his pitching hand, and knocking it down without the glove.
Gosh,
there it is, right there.
Ton of pain. Vinny
there
didn't
it
even
is.
Grimace on his face. Yep. Even Choney demeanor, that he's in a ton of pain.
Ton of pain.
Oh.
Ton of pain.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Four. 4-4 so far in their first eight games in the Riptide. Season's over.
Season's over. People
are
panicking.
Not going to make the playoffs. 3.5 game lead on Boston. Won a game, 2.5 games over Minnesota. 1.5 behind Cleveland. Playoffs are over.
Yep. Done. Forget about it.
8-1-6. Yeah. Spike in St. Joe.
Yep.
Disappointed. All caps. Not mad. Not upset. Disappointed.
Ah, the disappointed.
In all caps. Because we're better than we play tonight.
It was a regular season baseball game that you lost. The result doesn't matter when you have the injuries that occurred. And that needs kind of to be the focus of this one, not the game itself.
From the 8-1-6, I'm still behind the boys in blue 100%.
Good.
That means they're not.
They're not.
But it's tough to stomach when you go from so much hope to heartache in just 9 innings. Thanks, Vern. Karen in Independence.
All right, Karen. Go call the manager. You want Q's number? I mean, I don't understand how people can ride the wave of baseball like they do. That's why, you know, I look at a guy like Mac Cutrero and I look at a guy like Ned Yost and I look at guys who were never really that emotional inside that dugout. And that's the way you have to be. You cannot ride this wave of emotion every single night with a baseball team. You can't watch baseball like you do football. You can't watch baseball like it's one day a week and everything is on the line every single night, because it's not. You have the opportunity to rebound and get back and find a way to win. But, you know, with this situation that happened last night, hopefully there's, you know, no long-term injuries to Vinny. Hopefully there's no long-term injuries to Ursaig, because those are two key guys on your team. And Matt Quatrero said after the game that they're getting x-rays on their hands. And this was the quote with Matty Q last night after the game. I guess somebody said, what did you say to Ursaig about his outing? He goes, I didn't say anything. He was in pain when he touched his fingers, so really there wasn't a need for a conversation because I knew he wasn't going to throw another pitch. they're getting x-rays on their hands. We don't have much to say about that yet. Brady Singer, obviously, I hope for the best. Both are huge parts of this team. They help us win games a lot this year. It senses like there is some kind of concern. We'll have Vern on at 8:20 today. We're having Vern on for a totally different reason. You and I were talking yesterday about the postseason roster and what you do with Brady Singer. And so I called Vern after the show, and I'm like, hey, you want to come on tomorrow and talk about that? He goes, yeah, I'd love to get in on that conversation. I'm like, cool. All right, cool. 8:20. We'll see it, right? And then, last night happens, and Vern can probably give us more information about what went on, you know, last night from an injury perspective. But judging by the tenor of some messages that I received from people on Twitter last night and the text line and some of these quotes, I don't know if we're hoping for the best or what's going on right now. But it was a scary situation last night. Like, if you lose Vinny Pasquantino, Dusty, for any period of time, that sucks. And that is something to get upset about. That is something to get frustrated about, especially Ursaig too. I mean, because there's not a lot of guys you can rely on. Bubich was really nice last night out of the pen. I thought he was nasty and filthy, but Ursaig has been your guy. And the last two outings for Ursaig haven't been outstanding, you know, Wednesday and Thursday. And now he's potentially hurt. And, you know, that's what happens when you try to catch a 93-mile-an-hour shot off a bat with your bare hand. So we got some concerns. I mean, there are some concerns about the health of the players. I'm not concerned about the loss. You can bounce back from those losses. That's not that big a deal. It's the health of the players now that really becomes the focus of this thing.
Two things. Half the city gets exactly what they wanted, because so many people be like, oh, I want to see Freddie Fermin play every day. Well, guess what? Now Salvador Perez can play first base every day or every other day, and Freddie Fermin can play catcher. So there's one thing that can patch up your distasteful thoughts of like, what are we going to do now? Well, now you get what you want, half the city, because I've heard so many people be like, Freddie Fermin's the most underrated, unappreciated role, he needs more playing time. Now you're going to get it.
Yes, because he's backing up a Hall of Famer. Freddie Fermin is getting the amount of playing time that Freddie Fermin should get
He's going to get a lot more time.
And when you have guys that are backups and you start to insert them in the lineup on an everyday basis, the league catches up to them. They find the holes in their swing, they find what they do wrong, and they expose that on you. And so, rooting for the backup guy is nice. Because we all feel like we're the underdog in life, right? I don't think anybody other than our friend Mark probably thinks they're not the underdog in life. But everybody believes they're the underdog in life. So we always root for the underdog, right? Sometimes the underdog is the underdog for a reason, because they're not as good as the guy that's right there in front of them. And so that's where I've always been that way. And every once in a while, somebody surprises you and go, okay, yeah, I was wrong on that one. But with Freddie Fermin right now, he was getting the exact amount of playing time. Same with Blanco, the exact amount of playing time. You don't want to overexpose guys. Right. And so we'll see what happens going forward now. I'm holding my breath on Vinny and Ursaig, and hopefully it's nothing nothing big, because that's the one thing we haven't had to deal with this year, Dusty, is a real key injury to anybody on this team.
You got all the way to August 30th. And
if they look, and if it ends today because of the injury, didn't you have fun this year and realize like this organization's ending? In a great spot?
What is ending?
I don't know. According to the text line,
what in the world Vinny's is hand ending
or,
today?
Vinny's hand or wrist are broken,
no,
you guys. It's a wrap, it
you
says.
You don't know that.
Yeah, that's
you
what it says.
I know,
that's
you,
what the text line says.
I understand that, but what is ending? What is possibly ending for the Royals today?
August.
They're two ahead against Minnesota. They're a game and a half behind Cleveland. They have a 5.5 game against Boston. Chill the F out. It's one game. They got three more. They're 500 so far on this riptide. Golly. You don't know diddly poo about the freaking injury because nobody does. God, it's so annoying to see this. Like, give me the football season. It's already here.
Football season is here. Did you see Colorado last night?
Yes. Ball hit 5 inches to the left. Bobby turns a double play. Fair. Optimism.
Yeah.
This text is perfect. People, everyone with bipolar tendencies need to stay the F away from baseball.
Yeah.
If you can't handle one loss, yes, does it hurt when you see injuries because you have not seen them all year? It's fine. Dusty, you're overreacting to the text line. You must relax, my friend. Look, I'm fine. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, it's one loss. Your bullpen blew it again. You should be used to that. Your bullpen does that. Vibes were so high 2 days ago. They're not anymore. Dusty, calm down. Go smoke a bowl. Can't do that. I'm on the job. I can give you the address. You can drop something off from the state of Missouri.
Look, let's just say it is something long-term with Vinny, okay? Let's just have that conversation real fast. Let's say there is something long-term with Vinny. Everybody else is just going to have to step it up, right? And this team has done a good job of that this year. Now,
what happens if they win three straight against
Houston? Right, then everybody's happy and everybody's back,
if
right?
If they win three straight against Houston, these people that text in saying the season's over and have no optimism, you have to lose your royal fandom.
Let me ask
Sell
you this,
your jersey.
Though. Do you believe, and we'll judge the text line on this, you and Mac as well.
Yeah.
Do you believe that the Royals can make it into the postseason if Vinny is out for an extended period
yes,
of time?
They have a five and a half game lead.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know if people know how this works. I'm not sure people do. You have a 5.5 lead against Boston, who's the last team or the first team out.
Yeah.
Right? That means you have to lose six consecutive games, and Boston has to win six consecutive games. Boston lost last night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Boston lost last night. Nothing happened there. So even if you are a wild card team, and even if you do think, oh, well, they didn't win the division, season's a failure. No, it's not. The season is already a success. They are going to be a playoff team. There are 27 games left in the season, and they have a 5.5 game cushion.
Right.
Shut up. Oh, the season's over. This team just can't do it. Dusty, you need to go pumpkin picking and have some cider this weekend. Sign me up.
Go for it, buddy. It's good. It's good for you.
The thing that's just crazy to me is that these people that can go from so high up to just literally giving up everything is over. Is Dusty going to start crying? No.
I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider.
I'm not going to start crying 816, but you're going to start kissing my ass. How's that taste?
I could have done pumpkin picking. I could have had donuts down in Lewisburg and cider. But no, I watched your sorry ass play.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Golly.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.